Siete in compagnia di SBS Italian. Trovate altre storie su sbs.com.au/italian o scaricate la SBS Radio app.
No kind of understanding of the impact of events when you get inside, not being believed, picked on and turned into who's the perpetrator and who's the victim. I just really didn't feel there was a place for my story, my experience to be allowed to be told and then believed.
Trovarsi di fronte ad un giudice che non ti crede e che non ha idea di quale impatto possa avere un abuso, che confonde la vittima con l'autore della violenza, essere presi di mira. Queste sono alcune delle sensazioni provate da Jane, che dopo aver subito abusi da parte del partner per anni ha deciso di denunciare. Jane è un nome di fantasia perché la donna ha preferito rimanere anonima nel raccontare la propria storia a SBS. Ma anche prima del processo, quando Jane ha avuto a che fare con la polizia, non ha ricevuto sempre lo stesso trattamento.
My first experience with the police was a couple of years ago, and I called them because I was threatened with my partner at the time. He threatened to punch my head in, held his fist up to my face, and they were really, really quite nice and really quite understanding. And so then a couple of months later, he assaulted me, really was a wake-up call, and I really called out to police as an intervention that things just can't go on from there.
Jane ha spiegato i motivi per i quali non si sia sentita rassicurata, sicura o protetta dalla polizia prima e poi durante il procedimento penale. Le forze dell'ordine, secondo la donna, non hanno mostrato la giusta attenzione alla sua testimonianza, non hanno saputo rassicurarla su come si sarebbe svolta il processo, facendole in molte occasioni sentire sola.
Right from the start, from when the police took my statement, I felt that I was on the back foot because I thought they didn't want to know any further information about patterns of behavior or, you know, threats, incidences that had happened previously. I was really concerned about what was going to happen in court, that they didn't have all the information and who was actually going to be on my side looking after me. I felt that I was dismissed, or, you know, any concerns that I had were a bit unreasonable, and I was dismissed. It was about me and about my safety. It just didn't seem quite right.
Soprattutto, secondo Jane, la polizia ha mancato di chiarezza nell'identificare dal principio chi nella sua storia fosse la vittima e chi l'autore del crimine.
I assumed the experience of the police was going to be like my first one, which was just over a year previous, where they were kind and caring and understanding and concerned for my well-being. It wasn't like that at all, misidentifying who was the victim and who was the perpetrator.
Purtroppo, secondo quanto emerso da un recente studio, l'esperienza di Jane non rappresenterebbe un caso isolato. Women Safety New South Wales ha intervistato 59 donne vittime di violenza domestica che hanno avuto a che fare con la polizia e i tribunali nello Stato. Oltre la metà di queste donne si è detta non soddisfatta della risposta delle forze dell'ordine. Inoltre, sempre la metà delle intervistate ha dichiarato che i giudici non hanno dimostrato un minimo livello di comprensione delle dinamiche e delle implicazioni in casi di abuso domestico. L'amministratrice delegata dell'associazione Hayley Foster ha spiegato che, sebbene ci siano stati molti miglioramenti negli ultimi anni, i risultati dell'indagine mostrano chiaramente che le vittime non hanno ancora fiducia nelle capacità del sistema di aiutarle.
Unfortunately, over half of domestic and family violence victims of, who have experienced domestic violence in New South Wales and Access Police said they were not satisfied with the police response, and over half also have said that the magistrate in the matter did not demonstrate an understanding, even a basic level of understanding of the dynamics of domestic and family violence and coercive control. And so what we're chiefly calling for is increased training and specialisation of both police prosecutors as well, and judicial officers such as magistrates hearing these matters.
Oltre ad una migliore formazione del personale, Foster ha suggerito la possibilità di svolgere indagini indipendenti sulla condotta di polizia e tribunali, cosa che oggi non avviene. Inoltre, il New South Wales è l'unico stato in Australia che ancora permette agli avvocati della difesa, che rappresentano i presunti molestatori in tribunale, di interrogare chi sporge denuncia. una pratica che Women's Safety New South Wales ha chiesto di revocare. Sarebbe inoltre importante condurre processi a porte chiuse per evitare che le donne siano esposte alla comunità estesa.
And it can do a lot of damage when you're turning up to seek access to justice and you have a magistrate saying, for example, this victim survivor said, they're just as the magistrate said to her, they are just as bad as each other. If you had chosen to leave on that day, this would never have happened. So these are the sorts of quotes that we're seeing coming from victim survivors about their experiences of going through the courts. And really what we're calling for today is that, we need to make sure we have consistency and specialisation in magistrates and other actors in the service system so that victim survivors can rely upon a consistent, safe response.
Sentirsi dire dal giudice, come è capitato ad una vittima di abuso, se fossi andata via prima tutto questo non sarebbe accaduto, non è accettabile. Serve che ci sia un personale pronto a trattare in maniera specifica questi casi. Secondo Jane, dovrebbe esserci una maggiore comprensione di ciò che provano le vittime lungo tutto il processo, dalla denuncia alla corte, dei motivi che le portano, ad esempio, a sentirsi incapaci a volte di deporre in tribunale, come nel suo caso quando gli amici del partner erano presenti in aula.
More of a general understanding from where I was going into, that they would have more of an understanding of the effects of domestic violence and, why that, freezing up or inside the courtroom, not being able to answer questions, not being able to remember, being in a traumatic state when I gave my witness statement when the incident happened. I just thought that there would be much more of an understanding of domestic violence on their side. My ex-partner's friends were in the courtroom as well, looking at me, and I was intimidated by that.
Inoltre, secondo Jane, sarebbe fondamentale garantire un maggior livello di sicurezza durante i processi, per permettere a chi denuncia di sentirsi protetto nello svolgere la propria vita quotidiana.
When they decided to charge him, an ADVO was automatically issued at that time, but that's just the basic arrangement. I think an extra level of safety would be to give some sort of comfort, and that's heard about a using safety devices, and I understand that they did a program in Victoria using safety devices, which were linked in with the police, and it seems like a fantastic program from what little I know about it. But if I apply it to my situation, that would just give me a level of comfort to move throughout the community or move on with my life with a sense of safety.
Cliccate mi piace, condividete, commentate, seguite SBS Italian su Facebook.